with his friends. He accused me of cheating.
Their fight started in the car.
We got into a huge argument on the way home.
Continued in the house.
He grabbed a chair and hit me with the chair a couple times.
And ended in the yard.
I got two steps out the door, and I fell because he threw a rock to my head.
Maybe you fell because you were drunk.
No.
You both were drinking pretty heavily at the bar.
After this, I don't drink anymore.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Johnny Montes is suing his ex-boyfriend, Jonathan Miner, for medical bills due to an assault. Johnny claims Jonathan punched him and threw a rock at his head.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 164 on the calendar in the matter of Montes versus Miner.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Montes, it is your claim that the defendant, who was your boyfriend for a period of time and with whom you were living for a period of time, assaulted you.
Correct.
That was over a year ago.
Correct, Your Honor.
And you want him to pay not only your medical bills, but punitive damages for the assault.
Correct.
Mr. Miner says that you were the aggressor in this incident. You were drunk. And he's got a counterclaim that's for property damage, for his attorney's fees because he was arrested, and for some stolen property that he says that you took at a time, I assume, when you were in custody.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Whose apartment were you living in?
It was my apartment, Your Honor.
How long had you been living there?
About 6 months at the time.
Do you still live there?
In the same complex, but in a different apartment.
And how long were you living with Mr. Miner, Mr. Montes?
About a month, Your Honor.
How long had you known him?
Maybe about 3 months, Your Honor.
When did this incident take place?
May 30th, 2009.
You were arrested for the incident because I need to ask certain questions, Mr. Miner. Did the district attorney decline to prosecute that case?
That's correct.
So there is no case pending?
There is none.
Are either of the people who were here today witnesses to this event that took place on May 30th?
My neighbor, Melissa, here, she witnessed the event, or portions of it, anyway.
And this gentleman?
No, he just helped me get my case together.
Okay. So why don't you tell me your version of what happened on May the 30th, 2009?
We were at a bar with his friends. He accused me of cheating with one of his friends. So we left. We got into a huge argument on the way home. I was over arguing with him. I told him I was going to go to sleep. He's brushing his teeth. In the bedroom, there's the bathroom right with the door that's open, and he's basically yelling at me, calling me names, saying this, saying that. I'm cheating with his friends, and I'm like, no, I'm not. So I
don't
went
look
to grab.
Down. Look at me.
I went to grab my phone because we have argued before, and I knew it could have, you know, went to this. So I called my mom. I told her, you know, Jonathan took my keys when we got into the house. We've been fighting. I might need your assistance to come get me. And after I hung up the phone with my mom, he jumps on the bed and he starts punching me. I block him with my arm. I told him to get off me. And I get up out of the bed and I put on my clothes because I was about to leave. And I call my mom again and I tell her that I need you to come get me. And he grabs the phone away from me and we start wrestling. We're in the living room at this time. We start fighting. He punches me. He bites my arm. He starts kicking me. He's on top of me on the couch. At this time, I get him off me. I grab my phone. I call my sister, tell her to come get me. And by this time, I'm trying to get to the door. And right outside the door, there's rocks. So I take 2 feet out, and I fall to the ground because he picked up a rock and he threw it to my head.
Just a second. You got two steps out. And you fell.
No, I got two steps out of the door, and I fell because he threw a rock to my head, and I fell to the ground.
Are you telling me that he threw a rock at your head and he hit you in the head with the rock?
Yes, Your Honor.
And I assume that your medical reports will indicate that you had some sort of lump on the back of your head.
Yes.
I'd like to see that. That part I would like to see, where you had indications of a rock being thrown at the back of your head.
Here's the police report, Your Honor.
Just look at the police report and tell me if it indicates that an officer observed anything on the back of your head.
There's some injury marks on here.
Any on the back of your head?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. I don't know whether this is front or back, but let's see. It looks like abrasions.
You never told the police he threw a rock at your head. You told the police that you were drinking at a bar. We came home. We started arguing because Jonathan thought I was cheating. He was lying on the bed. He jumped on me. He started hitting me and punching me. I defended myself and left the house. I threw a rock through the window after I left because I was angry. I didn't hit him with it or anything. I just needed to let off steam. How come you didn't tell the policeman that he hit you in the back of the head with a rock? That's the only dangerous instrument that was used.
I did, Your Honor, and I gave a statement when I was in the hospitals.
Oh, well, in the hospital room, you did not say anything about being hit in the head with a dangerous instrument, other than punching and wrestling around with each other, which you both sort of acknowledge. The only dangerous weapon that was used, according to you, was a rock that he hit you in the back of the head with.
Well, I felt...
There's nothing in here. Maybe you fell because you were drunk.
No.
So was he. You both were drinking pretty heavily at the bar.
I wasn't. Not really.
Well, then if you came home and he told you to leave and took your keys, why didn't you leave?
Because I didn't have my car keys.
What did you go into the bedroom for? Why didn't you stay in the living room, call your sister, call your mother, and say, please come and pick me up? What were you doing in the bedroom?
In the beginning?
No. After he told you to leave.
Because I didn't want to fight anymore with him. I was tired.
He wanted you to leave. He took your keys, told you to leave his home.
You're right.
Should have left.
You're right. I should have.
Right. You given a reason why the district attorney chose not to prosecute this case?
They said that there wasn't enough evidence, Your Honor.
What's your last name?
George.
Miss George, are you a neighbor?
Yes, I am.
Were you at home on May 30th?
Yes, I was.
Be very careful what you tell me, Miss George.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You threw the rock through a window, and what you saw was him reaching in to try to open the door?
Correct, Jonathan.
To lie.
And later today...
Did you sell the property to other people?
Other people did come to look at the... Yes, Your Honor.
Did you sell the property
that
she put deposits on to other people?
Yes, I did.
And did you keep her deposit?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Johnny Montes claims ex-boyfriend Jonathan Miner owes for an assault. Jonathan is countersuing for a broken window, attorney fees, and stolen property.
Tell me at what point you knew that there was an altercation going on in the apartment.
His old place is directly across from mine, and the walls and everything you can hear pretty well. And because I've been in a domestic situation myself, I automatically listen out in case somebody needs help. I heard fighting going on, and I could hear movement. So I peeked outside because I could hear it was coming outside. So I wanted to make sure everybody was okay. At that point, it looked like they were just going to be arguing still. I went back to my computer. I was online with a friend. Then I
You mean arguing verbally?
Verbally, yes. There's no physicalness that I could see at that point. I could hear physicalness going on in the house when they were arguing. I don't know who was doing what. I couldn't distinguish that, but I could hear it going on. When I went back to my conversation online with my friend, and then I heard a crash. So I looked outside, and I saw Mr. Montes reaching through the window to try to unlock the door. And at that point, you know, I was... gonna call the police, but I could hear somebody was already outside, one of the other neighbors.
At the time that you looked outside, did you see where Mr. Miner was?
He was inside.
Inside?
He was inside.
So the only person outside was the plaintiff?
Correct.
Who you say he acknowledges he threw a rock through the window. Was it the window of the door where you threw the rock, sir?
No, Your Honor.
Where was the window?
There's two windows. By the door, there's a long window about that big, longer. I threw the rock this way because I was trying to get the neighbor's attention.
You threw the rock through a window?
Correct.
That was near the door?
Correct.
And what you saw was him reaching in to try to open the door?
Correct, Jonathan.
That's to lie.
Now you want to tell me your version of these events, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. We had gone out to dinner and then to a lounge bar with a couple of
my friends. I got it. You got into an argument there. You didn't like the way he was behaving. Go.
We had been arguing. It was back and forth. And I had told him, you know what, I'm going to go. I don't want to argue. I wanted to leave with my friends. I called one of my friends to pick me up. And my friend didn't answer, so I said, and he, we continued to argue, so I had told him, well, then you leave, you know? So he didn't want to leave, and I took his keys because he was drunk. We both had been drinking, you know, I didn't want him to drive because either side, you know, either one of us could get in some sort of trouble for that. So I had taken them, I put them in the mailbox outside my door so that he could leave, and if he wanted to call whoever he needed to call, and then they would be outside. I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom, we were arguing, I came out I came out of the bathroom to, you know, into the bedroom to change, and he pushed me, and I believe he had, then I told him, you need to call somebody to get you, I don't want you here. I believe he called his mom, I wasn't sure if it was his mom or his sister, he called somebody, this continued on, I in turn then called the police, and I actually was on the phone with the police, and I had just gone from the bedroom into the living room, and he came from behind me and hit me with something, I'm not sure what it was. And I remember falling and hitting my like leg on, there's a TV stand right to the left of the doorway, and I kind of fell over that into the living room. He grabbed a chair from like my dining room table, which is right there, and hit me with the chair a couple times. At that point, I went out the front door into the courtyard so that I could just be out in plain view. We were still yelling and arguing. I'm not quite sure how long that was going on. And at some point, we pushed each other, kind of hit each other back and forth outside.
So you had a fight. Did you ever throw a rock and hit him in the head?
No. I came back into my apartment. It has a security screen door. I locked it, and he threw a rock through my window and tried to reach in to unlock the door. At this whole, the whole time, my phone was on with 911, and they heard basically everything in the entire conversation or altercation.
Police took you into custody.
Yes.
How long did you remain in custody?
It was a couple days. It was over a weekend.
Ever been in jail before?
Once for like overnight.
For what?
DUI.
You gotta stop drinking.
I have, actually. After this, I don't drink anymore.
That's a very good idea.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, these look as if you were pretty banged up, sir. This, however, on your hand came from putting your hand through the glass door.
No, Your Honor, I didn't put my hand through
the glass door.
And later today...
How much a deposit did she give you?
$231.
It's an odd number.
The toba was $200. It wasn't $100. She was selling it for $200. So I gave her $31, leaving a balance of $169. So she called
You're talking very fast.
I'm sorry.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Johnny Montes claims ex-boyfriend Jonathan Miner owes for an assault. Jonathan is countersuing for a broken window, attorney fees, and stolen property.
Now, my question to you is, when he was in jail, what did you take from the apartment?
Nothing, Your Honor. I took my...
What do you think he took from your apartment?
I came home and there was various CDs, DVDs, a burglary scarf. Nothing important.
Nothing
there was
important.
A lot of just, you know, personal items, clothing, some that were gifts, you know, Christmas presents, things.
Now, since I don't have a clear indication from here, except that the officer said he took photographs of injuries. Do you have the photographs he took of your injuries?
No, I do not. I had called and it had been over a year, so they no longer had anything.
I do.
Well, these look as if you were pretty banged up, sir. This, however, on your hand came from putting your hand through the glass door that you had just broken.
No, Your Honor, I didn't put my hand through
the glass door. That's exactly what this is. This injury to your arm, sir, happened as a result of you throwing a rock in the window and then trying to get into the door. Look, I believe that you both behaved very badly that day. And you probably both behaved very badly that day because you'd had too much to drink. Mr. Montes, just because you have medical bills doesn't mean he's responsible for them. Somebody who was the victim of an assault doesn't try to get back into the house, which is what you tried to do. You leave, you wait outside, so your case is dismissed. Now, similarly, you think you could have handled things differently that night?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. You have a counterclaim for your legal fees for that day. He's not responsible for those. Your counterclaim's dismissed. You haven't seen each other since?
No, Your Honor.
No.
Perfect. That's all.
Apologies, I excuse you. May step out.
The argument, the level that it got to...
Don't know.
I don't think it would have gotten anywhere near as far as it did had it not been for that.
I'm just glad it's all over.
For drinking.
Don't drink.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cunningham versus Jenkins. Step forward.
Evelyn Cunningham is suing her former neighbor, Patricia Jenkins, for the return of a deposit she put on garage sale items that Patricia sold to another person.
Ms. Cunningham, you and Ms. Jenkins were neighbors, and according to what I read in your complaint, the defendant was having a difficult financial time, was forced to sell her condo and sell many of her possessions. You went over to the yard sale that she was having and put a deposit down on several items.
Yes.
And the understanding was that she would keep the items in her home until she was ready to move, and then you would pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to pick them up, she wanted her money, and then at that moment when you gave her the money, she said, you have to take all of the items that you purchased, not just pick and choose, because you told me that you wanted four items, and now you just want one.
No.
Now, she refuses to give you back the money that you gave her as a down payment, and she sold the property to other people. So far, is that correct? Did you sell the property to other people?
Other people did come to look at the, Yes, Your Honor. Did you sell the property that she put deposits on to other people? Yes, I did.
And did you keep her deposit?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
Okay, so those two things are correct.
Yes, Your Honor,
You want your deposit back.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what items did you sell to other people that she had given you deposits on?
I sold the tall boy, the TV.
TV?
Yes, the DVD player, and the furniture stand. Thank you. There was a stand that was a piece of furniture that held the TV and the DVD player.
Okay, so it's just the tall boy, the TV, and the DVD with stand.
Right.
And how much did you sell her those items for?
$800.
And how much deposit did she give you?
$231.
It's an odd number.
That's right.
That can explain it.
Well, explain it to me.
I had $40, and I purchased some shoes, and there was a remaining balance of $31, which I left it for her as a deposit towards the tall boy. The tall boy was $200. It wasn't $100. She was selling it for $200. So I gave her $31, leaving a balance of $169. So she called
You're talking very fast.
I'm sorry.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Did you give her deposits for all three items at the same time?
No. On the third, I gave her the deposit for the tall boy.
Which was $31.
Yes.
And when did you give her the deposit for the TV and DVD?
On the 9th.
On the 9th of April?
Yes, for $200.
And when were you supposed to pick them up?
At the end of May.
And all the items together were $800?
$800 and change.
And did you, in fact, tender to her the balance?
No, because on the 22nd, she had called saying that she now needs the money that day at 6 p.m.
That I read.
Okay.
She needs the money. So did you get her the money?
Yes, I came.
How much money did you get to her?
The whole thing for, let me see, $900?
No, it was $800 for all three items.
Right.
That's what you said, correct?
Your Honor, it was four items that she was supposed to pick up.
Well, the TV, DVD, you said three items you sold to her.
Three items.
That's but you said there was also a stand that was too bad. You said that all those items were $800.
Yes, ma'am. There was another dresser with mirrors that was supposed to go also. The reason I gave her such a good price was because she was buying four items.
Ms. Jenkins, did she come to give you money on the 22nd?
Not
How much did she give you?
We didn't get a chance to exchange.
Tell me what she said to you.
She came over and she told me she wasn't buying the dresser with the mirror on it. I said that the reason that you got the prices marked down was because you were buying four pieces, Evelyn. And Evelyn told me that she didn't want them. She only wanted the TV and the tall boy at this point.
You have to give her her deposit back.
But, Your Honor, the reason you get a deposit is because it's for the whole...
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
I asked you at the beginning of the case. I started with you. I said, what items did she put a deposit down on? Listen to me. And what you said to me was three items. Tall boy, TV, DVD. And then you said, but there was a fourth thing, a stand that they put the TV and DVD on. But you said to me three things.
Okay.
I said, how much was it? You said to me, $800, right? That's the way we started this case.
Okay, Your Honor.
Now, you sold the things to somebody else.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah. And you gave her
$231?
Mm-hmm. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy,
I just think Evelyn's a money sucker.
Well, because she started to play the yo-yo game.
And that she had definitely knew what she was doing in there.
Instead of saying, yes, I need a deposit, no, I didn't need a deposit.
And she did what she did.
And then she wanted to charge me for something that I had paid in cash for after the fact.